are back. Episode 4, live from Studio B2, a.k.a. Tim Keller's Basement. Life of Health guys are back. Thomas, Tim, and Cody coming back at you week 4 this time.
TCT. Is that what you called it?
That's what I called it, man. TCT. But I just said you guys first.
That's all right.
That's fine. TTC, TCT.
TCT.
I'm sorry. I can't
CT
stop
stretcher. You think of it?
I can't. Tim, the mic.
What?
Do not yell into a podcast microphone if another person has headphones on and you don't. Thomas just scared the bejesus out of Tim before we started this podcast. This is why I'm kind of laughing right now.
Anyways.
All right. So what's the topic, guys?
Well, let's start with, I guess we'll go over goals real fast from last week, see if everybody completed them,
yeah.
Which I think I'm the only one that had a goal. So.
Yeah, and you fulfilled it. I was about to call you out, man.
Oh, man, that was a gem, and he made it.
All three times.
He said he was going to be there. Today was a little questionable. He almost didn't come.
Well, busy today. But I made it.
He made it. He fought.
Your knee good.
It hurts a little still. Yeah, I tweaked my knee today a little bit, but it hurts a little bit. It hurt coming down the steps to get into the studio, but we'll make it work. We'll ice her up this weekend, and we'll be back next week.
I'm saying to ice my cankle.
Just need to move around a little bit. Make sure you keep it.
Yeah, I keep moving. I've been moving all day, so
dude,
we're good.
Sucks.
Did you get everything done you need to?
Almost. I didn't clean the basement, but, yep, we're good. Cleaning house. Family coming over this weekend.
Got a big old reunion, huh?
Mm-hmm. Family reunion.
It'll be a good time.
Should be fun.
Three times this week. So, what else? What was the other goals?
I don't know.
I don't think anybody else had a goal. I think I was the only one that had a
goal. That's all that matters. We are a team. Our team fulfilled a goal, even though Tim carried the load.
What was the other goal?
Dude, I don't think there was.
It was post a picture of bacon.
Oh, yeah, and
no,
I didn't do that.
No, we didn't post a picture of bacon.
I didn't have any bacon this week.
Did we get bacon pictures sent to us?
I had a bunch of bacon this week.
Yeah, I had a bunch of bacon
and eggs over easy, sunny side up.
Oh, my God, I've had so many eggs since I brought that whole pack home.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Went camping this past weekend, and that was fun, but a lot of eggs came home off the grid this weekend.
So why did you guys have so many eggs?
Well,
to eat or to like
they
throw?
Thought we were coming up Friday. We didn't go up Friday. We went up Saturday. There was
and then half the crew left so early
on Sunday
that there wasn't that many left to eat.
How many was there?
People?
Yeah, it was 1, 2, 3, 4, about 10 of us.
10 to 12.
So,
and then like 5 of them left.
And those guys, all the guys could probably house at least 4 eggs each.
Oh yeah.
So now you took all the eggs.
Well, I took the ones that we didn't use.
You stocked up on eggs.
Yeah, I still got like 8, 9, 10 left.
That's what's up, man. All right, so I guess we're going to kind of briefly revisit last week for a quick second because Thomas wanted to clear something up.
Yeah, do you even remember me talking about insulin and sugar and all that?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Do you know what I'm wanting to clear up?
Yeah, glucose and how it affects insulin.
And then the topic behind the diet soda issue.
Okay.
Because last week when I was talking, I mentioned insulin first and then sugar, but it's the opposite. So you get, when you drink soda or if you eat something that's high in sugar, blood glucose spikes, which causes a release of insulin. Insulin can do one of three things. It can push glucose to storage in your muscles. It can push glucose to storage in your liver, and it can push glucose for storage where? What's the last spot that I'm missing? Somebody fill me in.
I'm learning, bro.
Cody?
Fat.
So if you have an excess of glucose and you don't work out, you don't use any of the energy that's stored muscles and liver, then it gets converted, stored as fat.
Right.
So then you accumulate fat if you don't move around, so on and so forth, and you overeat simple sugars and other bad foods. So I wanted to clear that up. And then we were talking about the that's just a kind of short and simple way for it. I mean, there's a host of other things that take place. And again, everybody's different. The artificial sweetener stuff. When you do drink aspartame and different things, depending on the person, again, this goes back to that whole individualistic issue. Depending on who you are, you might have an insulin response to it. Insulin might be released,
right,
and then might take some of the blood glucose that's floating around and push it somewhere, and some people might not release insulin just because their individual physiological makeup. So we talked about that, but in general, when drinking sodas, diet sodas especially, it kind of, it's more of a, and just like everything else, and we're going to kind of get into this whole mental discussion, but when you do something like that, even with sweets, you tend to drink a little more or eat a little more than you should because of just the nature of what it is.
Right.
If it tastes sweet, you're going to drink more of it.
Yes, you do. I know that for a fact.
If you eat something with it, then you're going to probably eat more of what it is you're eating. All right. I think that's just pretty much what I wanted to clear up with that. I mean, we can go down that rabbit hole more, but we can save that for later because we got something else that we really want to talk about today.
Sure. So what we all discussed or decided on for a topic, I know we're all about probably a week and a half late on this, but we just thought with the Robin Williams passing, what, like 2 weeks ago now, week and a half ago now, and how much, you know, it's been talked about on the news. I mean, if you haven't heard about it, you've been in a hole somewhere because it's been everywhere.
Newspapers, radio, TV.
I mean, everywhere, yeah. But it just brings up a good point about depression and stuff like that and how depression can affect your life and health. So we just wanted to go over some of that today as a group. As I was telling them in the notes, I'm probably the one, not that you guys don't get depressed any, but I'm probably the one that deals with that the most. Depression, never on a such a major scale that like I would contemplate suicide. I've never been there, but have been, I'd say, fairly deep in depression certain times where I don't want to talk to anybody.
Just kind of crawl back in the cave.
Crawl back in the cave, just lay in bed, covers over my head, and crawl up in a ball and just don't give a crap about anything.
Is it comfortable? What kind of sends you to that mentality or that mental state? Is it, you know, stress? A bunch of different stress that kind of pushes you that way?
Stress does do it, even though I'm always fairly stressed. I'm overly stressed, as people like to tell me. But stress will do that. Financial stress is what really keys me off on that.
Really?
Yeah, financial stress. And then when I find, like, it's funny, actually, I found some old pictures while I was cleaning up in my house this past week of me at 19, 20 years old when I was a buck 45, buck 50. And I get depressed about how I used to be, and I like to say how good I was looking back in the day. And now where I'm at today and how I got myself there and part of me and how I am here, which it's not an excuse, was definitely depression on my end. But I mean, I know it's not the excuse on why I'm such a big guy now, but just, you know, get depressed on how hard it is to try to get back into shape, try to get back, not necessarily be a buck 45 again, but I'd like to be, you know, a buck 80, buck 90. I'd be super happy. And I think I would just, you know, all around be much happier and the depression wouldn't be as bad.
Do you think that's something that's possible? You hesitated. That means you don't completely think it's possible.
I think it's possible.
It's difficult. Like yesterday when I found some of these photos, the first thing I was like, I'm going to show this to Cody. I'm going to show this to Thomas. And I'm like, this is what I want to be. You know, this is what I want to do. This is going to be motivation. But 4 hours later, it's like, you know, it's tough. Certain, it depends. I feel it sometimes, and then sometimes I'm like, it's just too hard. What's the point?
What's too hard?
Like, trying to make that a goal of losing that weight and being back in shape. I mean, I was getting close a year and a half ago, and I felt really good, and I'm so pissed at myself a lot of the times that I stopped that because I was only about 60 to 70 pounds away from my goal, which I had lost like 80 pounds up to that, which I'm still in the net or the minus of where I started, you know, what, 3 years ago. But I did gain some of it back. So that's depressing.
I'm with you on that. But there's still the lack of confidence that's there. You have accountability now, though, correct?
Yeah, well, and I'm not trying. It's my own fault, you know. It's
not necessarily. I mean, it is and it isn't.
It is.
It is, but it isn't. I mean, stuff happens. You kind of fall into basically like a trend, and then you start to follow it, and then things become less important than other things. Things become more important. I mean, so in that regard, it's kind of almost relatable to something kind of falls to the back burner. Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens, but you can always pick it back up and fix it no matter what it is.
Yeah, and then another thing that really throws me into depression a lot is relationships. That's probably between that.
Is that the number one?
Well, that and money stress. Mm-hmm. Those are the two hugest depression, you know, factors, scenarios that throw me into it. And I usually go once a month, and sometimes it's worse than others. I get a little depressed about just thinking about relationships and, you know, where I, being 30 years old, where I would like to be, that I'm not there. And
so why, and this is easier said than done, why think about things that aren't there versus the things that are there?
Well, I mean, I'm happy. Trust me, I love my friends that I have. I think I have a better core of friends now.
I love you too, Tim.
Well, thank you. But I think I have a better core of friends now than I did 10 years ago.
Right.
If anything, that is one thing that keeps me going. You know, it never throws me into that depression of so far of ever thinking of suicide. Because, again, I've never been there.
Right.
So I think my core of friends, you know, right now really keep me away from that, even when I am depression. But I'm talking, you know, the physical relationship, you know, finding a girl, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's hard. It's difficult for me. So, I mean, I cherish the friendships I have, which are mostly guys. And, of course, you know, your wife, Sarah, and stuff like that. But I'm still looking for that.
The intimate relationship.
Yeah, the intimate relationship. Somebody that I can share. I share my life with you guys, but I want to share my life in a different way with somebody else.
I know what you mean, man.
Yeah. So it didn't bother me when I was 26 so much. It didn't bother me when I was 27 so much, but around 28. 29, now 30. It's really starting to get to me.
Right. So, one step at a time, and we should do this maybe right now. What better time than right now? What's your and it all ties together, right?
Yeah.
We don't have to do personal information. People listen to this more for the life and health aspect, so let's keep it all in that perspective.
Well, and I am, yeah. But using myself as an example for stuff.
Right. So let's do that, and let's – how much do you weigh right now?
I weigh 310.
310. So you got in the gym three times this week. Let's – and this is going to be part of, you know, goal setting, basic stuff, writing down something, right?
Yes.
So let's say – where did you get all the way down to before?
I was down to 255.
255.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what do you think he should set the first mark at? Any ideas?
20 pounds.
So, you'd be 290.
290.
290 by when? What's today? About
the 22nd.
Let's say end of September.
20 pounds in a month. So basically it's going, I mean, it's cutting out all breads and stuff.
Well, no, I don't want to.
For me it is.
Right, no, but I don't want to think that way. I don't want to. And
I mean, to lose 20 pounds in a month, I have to do that.
All right, well then, okay.
And not that I'm not saying that I can't do it.
Let's, right, but with everything else that's going on, I mean.
Well, it won't happen for tomorrow because tomorrow's menu is already planned.
Right, no. No, let's. Okay, maybe not September. Let's say in the October, that's 10 pounds, 2 months,
mm-hmm.
Each month, 2 months, 20
pounds. Yeah, and
pounds.
I was doing 10. I think I was doing like 10 a month before.
Right. So let's say 10. October. So around Halloween time, we should be down around 290. And I say we because we're gonna hold you accountable.
Team.
Right. TCT.
Exactly. You just wanted to get into it. We are a team. Say it, Tim.
We are a team.
Exactly. I could be like one of those motivational speakers, man. They have like seminars and stuff.
Ah, I believe.
Yeah,
I believe that
we are
like
a team.
Those little guys, like that go around and promote business.
Why do they gotta be little?
Because they usually are. I don't know. In my head, I thought about a movie.
Imagination runs wild.
No, man. Because I remember watching Pain and Gain the other day, and like Leslie Chow,
which
the guy
is
from
hilarious.
The Hangover. Like, was the motivational speaker in that. And he was, like, this little guy. But, like, He was just little.
Well, that's
regular
because
old
that movie
dude.
Was supposed to be funny.
Yeah, it is a funny.
That little dude running around screaming motivation would be hysterical.
See, exactly. You can't help but just want to do it.
All right, so 20 pounds by the end of October. Is that fair enough?
That's fair.
Okay, now we got physical part. That's not even half the issue, right?
So correct.
Something else, and this is going to be off podcast, but financially, and this is something that me and Sarah recently sat down and are trying to hammer out because we got to go bank still and get some things connected, but try to put aside money so that we can fix our kitchen.
Right.
Right. So budget, do you have one?
I do.
Written out somewhere?
I do. And I follow it.
You follow it? Have mm-hmm. you gone back and kind of looked over what maybe could be cut out some of, like what kind of stuff you spend money on?
I have thought about it more. And yes.
Okay.
We'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Is that, yes. The other half of that's going to be that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what else? Anything else that we can throw in there for just mentality-wise to build on so that there's more confidence?
I got an idea for like a motivational tactic. I mean, you talked about going around earlier and finding all these pictures. I say you put them on your fridge or in random places like in your office. And every time you come across them, be like, hey, man, that's what I want to get back to. That's what I want to do. Just a little constant brief reminder.
I'm gonna tell you this right now, and that could work one of two ways. Either you're going to see that and you're
going to
say, that's what I'm working for, or mm-hmm. you're going to see that and be like, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the mentality part where if you have to change it, and it's not going to change overnight. That's something
right.
that, it's a good idea. I mean, if you have a goal sheet, that's what they tell you to do. Put it somewhere where you see it every day.
Right.
But that kind of thing might go either
way. It can go one of two ways. But mm-hmm. the thing about it is, man, it's like, let's say, is this an official goal? 2 months by the end of October, or 2 pounds, I'm sorry, damn, 20 pounds by the end of October. I can't even talk.
It's okay.
Is that something that you're like ready to do?
Yeah, I can do it.
All right. So, I mean, it's just kind of.
That's what I need. So I almost, I mean, how I work.
That was the confident tone right there. That was the Tim that we know.
Yeah. No, how I work a lot is, having goals and having people accountability.
Right.
I work really well with accountability.
Right.
Because if you know me, and I know the podcast might not, but I am one that hates to let people down.
Well,
it drives me crazy if I let somebody down.
But yes, I know this very well.
So sometimes it's too much. I understand that. But yeah, I try not to let anybody down. So yes, accountability is good for me. It's good motivation.
All right, then we're going to make sure it happens.
You got it, man. Just try and keep reminding yourself that every day is something that you want to do.
All right. Well, let me throw it on you guys here real fast. Have either one of you ever, not saying it's as bad as mine, but have either one of you gone through some kind of depression?
Yes.
Yeah, we all have.
Well, okay. Just
I would.
You don't have to. I mean, you don't have to.
You kind of know since we were here. Yeah. I mean, wasn't. I wouldn't say it was depression. It was just more of a
funk.
No, it wasn't even a funk. It was just a life decision that had to be made.
Mm-hmm.
And until the decision was made, there were many a nights where it was not fun.
Yeah, I hear you.
So it wasn't. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to spill everybody's beans out on the podcast. I'm just, depression. Have you ever gone through it? Yeah, and I understand your part.
Life decision had to be mm-hmm. made, and. Trust me, I learned a lot from going through some stuff that if you make the decision, and move forward with it. If you're thinking about making a certain decision, then you probably already made the decision.
Right. If you're thinking about it, you've made the decision.
You know what I mean? If mm-hmm. if there's no sitting on the middle of the fence. Like
right.
either you're on one side of the fence or you're on the other. So mm-hmm. if you're already one leg stepping on top, then that's pretty much it, and you got to. I mean, mm-hmm. you go. I mean, mm-hmm. that's what it is. So I'll leave that part at that.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. But Cody, anything you want to say about you?
I mean, I would say maybe when I was a little bit younger. I mean, I'm younger than you guys, and that's what you're quickly about to.
You're a little
out.
Baby.
Yeah, but like I don't know, man. Like, where was like the tail end of high school? Like living at home with my mom. Like we didn't really see eye to eye on a lot of different topics. So, like, that's why I kind of made the decision to, like, kind of moved out. Or obviously, I live with, like, a very close friend of mine, his mm-hmm. family. And it's pretty much, like, a second family to me. Like, they pretty much are my parents and
right.
kind of sort of siblings to a certain extent. But, like, I had to get out of that environment because I just feel like it wasn't conducive to me to kind of move forward with my own life. Because, like, right out of high school, I really didn't have, like, much of a plan. And I kind of took some time off until I actually decided to go to, like, school. So, I mean, like, and that was kind of just me trying to figure things out on my own and kind of grow mm-hmm. up because of the fact that I never really had, like, parents pushing me to be like, this is what you need to do in this specific order. This is what we did. I mean, my parents would have been happy if I was, like, somebody that kept my nose clean. I was a manager maybe working at, like a FedEx or something like that. Not really with, like, a long-term plan or a goal, but more so, okay, he's making money. He's staying out of trouble. He's kind of carrying himself financially. We're good with that. But right. I never had anybody on the other end being like, hey, this is what you need to do with college. This is what you need to do with this. Where do you see yourself, you know, 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road? Where do you see yourself? What makes you happy? Why don't you do this?
Mm-hmm.
And that was something I had to kind of get away from. But, I mean, being in that environment, it was kind of just – I never wanted to go home.
Right.
So, to an extent, it kind of was almost depressive-ish.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like I told you earlier before we started the podcast, this is kind of going to segue into, I guess, the health part of maybe depression and how – you know, how it affects you, it's your health, and more specifically eating. But I told you guys, like, there was, like, a short period of time in my life where I was kind of, like, a chubby kid. And I always kind of resorted to food, like I just told you before we started the podcast.
Man, right.
I would, like, binge eat and overeat because I would say because I was bored, but more so because of that whole, like, something I kind of resorted to. It was, like, a nice little time or a nice little thing to do.
Right.
Kind of game. Set your mind at ease.
Yeah. It's pretty much what it is. And then that's obviously we're going to talk about why people would do that and different things that people consume, you know, in a little bit in the podcast. That's like something I can relate to on that end.
Mm-hmm.
The whole, you know, whether it's a depressive funk or flat on out depression, I mean, it still kind of sucks one way or another.
Right. Well, and thanks for sharing that. I guess, and some stuff I wanted to point out, you know, I've been doing a lot of reading on depression, and I guess I've been doing it more, you know, since the Robin Williams passing, and it's not all on what his was, but just some stuff, you know, if you're not familiar with it or you haven't done a lot of research, depression isn't a sign of mental weakness. I don't consider myself mentally weak. Depression is a, and it doesn't always have to be when you're sad, you know. Just like Robin Williams is an example, most people will say, well, you never saw Robin Williams sad. He was always happy. He was making people happy. But it's like an inner voice. At least it is for me.
It's like a really underlying factor.
Yeah, it's an inner voice that is always fighting with you. An inner voice that's saying, you know, basically, hey, you can't enjoy that in life. You know, you're not supposed to be enjoying that in life. You know, that's... You're not special enough to enjoy that. Other people are meant to enjoy that, not you. So I just wanted to throw that out there that, you know, don't think if you think you're depressed, it's not a sign of mental weakness, you know, to tell somebody about it. It, you know, it's not, I just, you know, that's the biggest thing with, you know, it. There's help out there for you with depression, especially if it is clinically serious, and especially if you're thinking about suicide, seriously, and I mean, I'm trying to be as serious as possible with everybody out there. If you're thinking of suicide, you need to go find help, you know, because don't make yourself think that you're weak or you're worthless because you need to go find help with it. You know, how I get help is talking to my friends, talking to Thomas, talking to Cody. And I've talked to a couple other people, you know, I've talked to some people at my church that have helped me out. That's counseling to me, and that's counseling through friends, but sometimes people don't have those friends that they can do that with, so go seek help if you need it.
And that's the thing. I think in regards to that, what you just said about talking to friends or seeking help, I think a lot of people, I mean, try to be almost overly independent when it comes to that because you either think one of two or one of a few things, you know, like this person is going to hear my problems, you know, I don't want to disclose this to anyone because, you know, they might look at me differently or something along those lines, but I mean, like, you and I the other week had, like, a really long discussion, and it was great for you.
And you don't look at me any different.
No, not at all.
Right.
Not at all.
And I appreciate that. And I've had those conversations with Thomas before where he doesn't look at me different, or I don't think he looks at me any different.
And that's the thing, and it's like...
I'm going to shoot you down with a lightning bolt.
What?
I'm just... No, not at all.
Do you have powers that I don't know about, man? But, like, I don't know. The other, like, we had a good conversation, and, like, it was good for you to kind of get that out. And, you know, it's helpful when you do have those people around you that you can actually trust and speak to and kind of just bounce things off of, especially if they're good friends. They're going to give you an honest outlook on it or an honest opinion.
Right.
But, I mean, even if you don't have those people, I mean, there's still help out there. You can always talk to someone. Like, I seriously doubt that there is one person in the world that has no one to talk to about something serious.
I agree. But I don't know everybody's situation.
That is true. But then again, it's kind of like the same thing when you were like a kid. You had problems and like you didn't want to tell your parents about it. You didn't want to talk to your parents because, one, you were either embarrassed or you were wondering what they were going to think. You were afraid what they think of you. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, in the end, like, I mean, those kind of people are still there to kind of help you out, and they're, you know, have the best interest for you most of the time.
Yes.
For the most part, generally speaking.
Right.
So, I mean, there's always someone to talk to.
So did anybody else, did either one of you want to add anything else to the topic of depression?
Actually, I do, because this is interesting. It's funny how stuff works sometimes. I'm signed up to ChrisCresser.com, his newsletter, and actually this email came through, I guess, 2 days ago. And I don't know, with the research you've done, I mean, what do they say? What's the cause of depression, did they say?
Well, they say it's normally a mental illness. You know, genetic
plays a big factor.
Right. Genetics plays a big factor in your depression. Which, you know, and I'm not trying to throw anybody out there, but I see it in my father sometimes, you know, with depression. So I'm sure I get some of it from,
right,
you know, my hereditary from family.
Now, I agree with that. Now, the other part of this is the environment,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, where you grow up, how you grow up, that kind of thing. Anyway, this email that he shot out, newsletter that he shot out, was an article that he did, and the title of the article is depression a disease or a symptom of inflammation? Now, within this, I'm going to skip down a little bit. I'm not going to read it word for word, just mm-hmm, kind of summarize real quick. The thought, and this would be something that's new, and it's not like it's going to change the way we think about, I mean, it's going to start, right, changing the way we would think about certain things, but the idea is that what if it wasn't caused by a chemical imbalance, and what if it was a symptom of the underlying problem, which would be inflammation, and this theory that this article that he notes is called Immune Cytokine Model of Depression, which it's multifaceted in the fact that it's related to inflammation. So, and when we talk about inflammation, we're talking about inflammation within cells, not like a bruise that swells up or you, right, roll your ankle and it swells up. We're talking about at the cellular level where stuff you do, stuff you eat, stuff you hang around. So, I don't know. Here's an example. You live in a bedroom and every wall in the bedroom has black mold in it, but you don't know it. Is that going to make you probably miserable because you're going to feel like crap?
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's going to help.
And then you're going to wonder, why the heck do I feel like this?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know there's mold in the wall.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Stuff like that can lead to issues where, again, could lead to depression, maybe because of feeling like you're sick all the time and not knowing why.
Sure. Right. Always weak.
So, common causes of inflammation, going down further in this article, diet, obesity, gut health, stress, physical activity, sleep deprivation, chronic infection, dental caries, so cavities, vitamin D deficiency, and those are the ones they have listed. So, vitamin D deficiency, get out in the sun.
Yes. I've been out in the sun a lot this summer, actually. I'm really happy about that.
Right. You know, last year when I got blood work done, like, I wanted to see, like, where my level's at and what I was probably lacking. You know what came back? You know what it told me?
What?
I was vitamin D deficient.
It's because you're inside a lot.
How the hell, out of the three of
us, you work inside.
Here, I'm going to win as vitamin D deficient.
Yeah, think about it.
You work inside.
Yeah, I get that.
Melatonin,
but, like,
man. Not melatonin.
I was just
What's
surprised.
What's the pigment in your skin that determines your color?
I don't know. I mean, I know there is one, but I don't know what the name of it is.
Seriously, if you can't absorb sun
as much as other people, yeah,
then yeah, you're not gonna be able to. what is it? Chemically transform the vitamin D that you need to. The whatever the sun that hits your skin, I don't know all the scientific terms. I haven't been reading up on that specifically, but whatever you store in your skin, I think cholesterol or something carries that to your liver. Your liver is what converts it from whatever vitamin D it is, mm-hmm. substrate, to vitamin D. So that's why sun works that way. But it's not like you get sun and then it's vitamin D. It has to get transported to your liver. So if you're, you know, living by the equator, and
you're going to have a lot of vitamin D.
You're going to have a lot of vitamin D, depending on
what your
the fairness of your skin.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, that makes it, that, believe it or not, I mean, that does play a role in it.
For the record, melatonin deals with sleep.
Yeah, melatonin is sleep. I don't know what the heck I'm talking about.
I'm over here laughing like a nerd because he said melatonin. We're talking about pigmentation in your skin.
Let me figure out what causes that exactly.
Now, now we got him on like this path.
We're Google searching.
He's boom, yeah, he's
boom, Dr. Google.
Boom, he went in straight up nerd mode.
Boom, 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 boom.
I did. Melanin. I knew it was an M word. Melatonin.
Close.
So, I mean, I guess that's a
melanin.
I mean, I guess that's like a, you can, that's mistakable.
Close. Yeah, it's one letter like different. Melatonin. O-N-I-N. Melanin.
Melanin.
Anyway.
I like that. Melanin.
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 So, vitamin D deficient. We should. You know what I want to do? There's a couple. All right, so let me just pull this around from the depression thing to bigger picture. How do
that's
you
fun.
How do you look? How do you how do you make sure you're healthy? What do you do? If a general person was gonna be like, "Oh, I need to see if I'm healthy," what are they gonna do?
Go to a doctor.
Is that the answer?
No.
Well, you're right. What I'm saying is that if you wanted to figure out if you were healthy, what's the doctor gonna tell you?
Well, he's just going to run like blood work and check your blood pressure and all this stuff to just see if your body functions are working properly.
Right. Is there now enough tools to track that stuff yourself?
Well, yeah, probably. I mean, honestly.
So, and I'm just throwing this out there.
Yeah.
Do you need to go, and I'm not saying don't go see a doctor if you're sick, but do you need to go see a doctor to see if your blood pressure's in check, if your heart rate's in check, if, because there's companies out there that will do blood work for you, and you can get online right now and say, what is a healthy level for blood right. work, and it'll spit out numbers to you, and you can go down the line and look at it. That's what I did. Last time I went to the doctor, I had my blood work. I went through, and I circled the things that were either low or close to borderline low, mm-hmm. and I took it in and asked him about it.
Right.
And he was like, oh. I see you already did your homework.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's ways that you can track yourself and make sure you're healthy.
Right.
Preventative medicine. I'm sorry. That was a random tangent.
Yeah, it's all right. Preventative medicine.
Vitamin D made me think about that.
Well, especially, you know, with all the healthcare debates and everything that are out there, the less you have to put the strain on the healthcare system, the better for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, if you can take care of, if you can do stuff yourself. Again, we're not saying don't go to a doctor if you need to, but if you can take care of some of the stuff yourself, the better it is.
So the big picture is you as an individual have to know how you work.
Right.
To either fight off depression,
mm-hmm.
lose weight, gain weight, eat healthy,
mm-hmm.
make sure you got good blood pressure, mm-hmm. whatever the situation calls for. So...
Word
is born. I'm glad we can always keep this stuff light.
Yeah, we got to.
All right. So, I mean, I guess we can talk about how depression relates to eating habits.
Yep, we can do that.
Segue into that a little
bit. Sure. I can even talk about that also.
All right. Talk about it.
The more depressed I am, the more horrible foods I eat.
What's a horrible food for you, though?
Oh, gosh. What's a horrible food for me? Chinese food. Is like probably some of the worst stuff in the world, but it's so good.
Do you eat more of it?
When I'm depressed?
Yes.
Yeah, I eat a lot of it.
Wait a minute. If Chinese food is like the worst thing
in the world. It's not the worst.
I've always wondered this because everybody talks about like don't eat Chinese food. Or people, you know, you've heard people say that it's not the healthiest thing. But how come like when it comes to people who live in China, you look at life expectancy.
Chinese food in America is not Chinese food in China.
It's not the same
thing. It's American Chinese food here in American.
Damn, I just lost all hope, man.
But I mean, I get Chinese, I get the same thing every time.
What do you get?
It's called chicken egg foo young.
Chicken egg foo young.
So it's egg and onion and chicken. I don't know. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff. And then you put it on rice. It's chicken really good.
I don't know, man. But
the killer part's
rolls.
The gravy that comes with it. You're
you
supposed
get egg
to
rolls?
It. No, I don't normally get an egg
I
roll.
Love egg
I mean,
rolls.
I've had egg rolls, but I don't get an egg roll normally.
A lot of the restaurants, and this is the problem with any restaurant, is they use the processed oils and stuff
yeah.
to cook and make things. And soy is huge mm-hmm. when it comes to that type of type of food.
Yeah.
So
I don't even want to talk about soy, man.
Yeah. So well, so Chinese
we
food.
Should
when
talk
I,
about that.
Well, when I'm really depressed, Chinese food. When I'm really depressed, sodas. Kick it up a notch mm-hmm. because I always feel like I need that. Even though it, like, caffeine for me has never been I can drink a soda and go to bed right away. But caffeine does not affect me whatsoever. Never has. But sodas kick up, Chinese food. You know, just actually, I really don't. I mean, besides, like.
What about sweets?
No,
I know you're
you
not
know
a big
me.
Sweet
I'm not
person,
not
but
even
do,
when I'm
chocolate chip cookies.
I mean, maybe I'll have a candy bar, but that's rare. I mean, I'm not a candy person. I'm not a. You know, my mom did make this past weekend when I was away. She made these their Cheerio treats. It's peanut butter, marshmallow, Cheerios, and M&M's. And that's like I call that my crack. I could eat 20 of those a day.
But why is that?
Because they're so tasty.
All right.
I don't know. They're
we're
so
we're
going to
talk about that in a little bit.
I mean, I can't have just one. That, but thank God she doesn't make that more than once a year. And she made that for a church function, and these were the leftovers that she gave to me. But, gosh, they were good. But I don't know. I guess the worst thing I really eat when I'm on my own is overeating. First off, I just eat too much.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like noodles, like pastas. I eat a lot of pastas when I'm depressed.
Because you can eat more of it
mm-hmm.
really, really quick.
Well, it's easy to make.
And it's easy to make.
Because when I'm depressed, I don't want to do anything.
And it doesn't fill you up.
Right.
No.
So you just eat more.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, but when I'm depressed, I'd rather just put a pot of water on the stove and throw pasta in it and be.
Yeah, and we'll briefly go over and discuss why that is.
Yeah, but I'm not really a big chip eater. Like, you never see chips in the house. Like, well, there'll be chips here tomorrow, but I'm not a big chip eater. I mean, I ate chips this past weekend. That's because they were there, but I don't keep chips at the house. Not a candy person. I don't keep cookies here at the house. So I don't have those problems.
No. But a lot of the foods you did name have, like, a lot in common.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's because people tend to favor certain foods over other foods.
Sure, but when you're depressed, those unfavorable foods are...
More. If it's me, it's ice cream.
And see, I don't like ice cream.
I can throw down some ice cream.
No, you guys went through a whole thing of ice cream this past weekend. I don't even know if you had any.
What?
Did you have ice cream over the weekend up at the cabin?
No.
Oh, yeah. They went through like a whole quart of it.
Oh, no. No. But if it's at the house, I can't keep it at the house.
Yeah.
Because I'll eat it every night.
Yeah.
I don't just eat a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. I don't know. I think my thing is like muffins.
Really? Muffins?
He knows.
I've never seen you eat a muffin. No, I mean, I've never seen you with a muffin before.
Dude,
I'm really surprised
muffins.
By that.
And, like, this is, like, a quick, I love, like, I went to Wegmans the other night, ate a muffin. I got a muffin. I don't know why. I love Wegmans muffins.
Is that in Frederick?
Yeah, I was in Frederick.
Okay. I was like, where's Wegmans?
I don't know,
like,
man.
And
muffins.
Then Martin's has really good muffins, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why I love muffins, but, I mean, there's kind of a reason why we kind of tend to eat certain foods, and we'll explain that, but.
Well,
like,
why? Because we need to dive into that.
We need to dive into it. Well, I was going to give, like, my little muffin testimony.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to give a muffin testimony.
Give your muffin testimony.
But no, like, an example of this, of me basically kind of going into that whole depressive, like, I'm going to eat because I feel like crap thing.
Right.
Was back, like, I had a couple times, like, the whole maybe 5-4 months that Thomas was programming for me when I was doing the CrossFit Open.
Mm-hmm.
Like, physically, some days I'd feel like crap. And other days, mentally, I'd just be drained and beat up. And then days didn't really go as well as they could.
Mm-hmm.
And I specifically remember this one Monday, he had something programmed, and just like any other day, it was a lot of stuff
right
for me to get done. And I just wasn't feeling it. Like, mentally, I wasn't there, And, you know, some days just kind of suck. And I straight up told him, I was like, I'm not even going to finish it. And I was like, I feel like shit. And I was like, I'm getting out of here. So I go to Martin's. And like I told you guys know this, I love pizza. I went to Martin's, got a half a gallon of chocolate milk, and got a muffin because you got to have milk with your muffin. Then I had a pizza. Ate the muffin on the way home, got home, killed the whole pizza, drank probably half the, like, half a gallon of chocolate milk, and I was good. Passed out.
Yeah, passed out.
Passed out. I was good.
Straight to a food
coma. But I was just so stressed out that day. Like, it was awful. Like, you could see it in my face. Like, I was done working. I started working out, and I just couldn't finish it. And I kind of resorted to muffins.
Muffin and pizza.
Muffin and pizza.
Muffin and pizza.
And they have
right.
two things in common as well.
Yeah.
But typically, and this is why I keep saying this, when people kind of indulge into the whole depressive eating habit, you kind of tend to lean towards carbohydrates. And like you said, you'd rather put on a pot of water, boil some pasta.
Right.
You named cookies. What else did you name?
Well, I said I don't really do cookies.
No, but you said the candy bar maybe.
Well, Chinese food?
You
noodles?
No, I don't usually get noodles.
Is it rice?
What is it?
Rice.
Egg. Rice. Yeah.
It's like
rice.
Egg and chicken and stuff all mixed together. It's like in a patty.
Gross soy.
Patty.
It's like a patty.
Ooh.
Do you use soy sauce?
Yeah. Duh. That's really bad.
I would be happy if I never eat soy again. Because, and this is what Thomas wanted to talk about. We'll talk about it because I think it's kind of funny. We had an employee lunch at the college because him and I both worked there. You go to this thing. It's taco day. We're all excited about tacos. Standing in the lunch line. There's two kinds of meats. And I wasn't paying attention. I saw one that had beans in it.
One,
so
they
excited.
Had a meat, and then they did not have a meat.
Okay,
there
wasn't
two kinds
of meat.
They had
a meat, and no, if you look at the sign.
It said vegetarian.
It said vegetarian meat. After I put rice on the tray, and after I put like two ginormous spoonfuls of this fake vegetarian meat in there, Thomas looks at me and goes, you should get vegetarian meat? And I was like, nah, man, it just has beans. And he goes, did you read the sign? And I look, and I'm like, yeah, it's not that bad, whatever. I'm like, cool. Two giant spoonfuls. I fill up the rest of it. I finished it. I finished it all while we're sitting there. Finished taco salad. I go home, take a nap. And I wake up from this nap, and my stomach's rumbling, man. And it wasn't just – it was like immediately my stomach's like, you need to go to the bathroom now. Don't wait. And I tried to like kind of sleep it off.
Yeah.
And I hit another rumble, and I just basically ran upstairs to my bathroom.
That was my fault. He got vegetarian food.
Like,
I don't know how that's your fault.
That was either. One of the worst bowel movements I've ever had in my entire life.
Well, because your body's not used to
no,
it.
No, it sucks.
Well, other people eat it all the time and they're fine.
I don't know how.
Well, you're just not used to
it. It's the worst.
All right, well, whatever.
But anyway, back to this. Thomas let me get vegetarian meat. It's his fault. Bad friend. But back to the topic of carbohydrates.
I'm fitting food on mine, and I look over. I'm like, dude, you just get vegetarian meat. What'd you let me do that for?
Because he didn't tell me. And then I noticed a bunch of other people got it. The basketball coach, Denny, was like, yeah, man, that vegetarian meat got my stomach messed up because he was talking to me about it later on in the day. And
you
I was like,
I mean, there's no telling what's in it.
No, and it was just a bunch of soy products. Which is, soy is a fake food that's made in a factory. But
well, go ahead.
Get back on track with carbohydrates. All right. Thomas, when you eat carbohydrates and you talked about glucose levels and insulin, what happens?
Well, insulin spikes and then you overeat. And
yeah.
It gets shuttled to fat or wherever it needs to be, wherever it needs to go.
All right. So basically, when your insulin spikes physically, mentally, how do you feel?
You get a high and then you drop back down.
Yeah.
It hits, actually, there's a good video that Sanjay Gupta did on CNN, you can find it on YouTube, where they have a neuroscientist that looks at the brain's reaction to drinking a soda.
Okay.
And it actually reacts the same way as if you were, and they compare it to like taking a drug, like cocaine, because what happens is dopamine's released.
Right.
And that dopamine is a pleasure center, so whenever you feel pleasure, dopamine gets released. So anytime you eat something like that, dopamine gets released, and then what do you want? You want more of it.
Right.
It's like a drug.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And then to go back on the whole carbohydrate topic, especially like processed ones, like chips or muffins, you can eat more of them because they don't fill you up.
Right.
And then your insulin's still at a high, you're still
no
all spiked, and you feel all good, but then later on you crash and you go back to feeling like crap.
Well, that's some great information.
he's trying to do the professional. It's time to wrap it up, guys.
Yeah. We're hitting our time frame that we'd like to stay in. Not that we have a time frame, but we could probably go for 2 hours and not realize it, and you guys would be bored to heck. So we got plenty more coming in the next couple of weeks. We're lining up some maybe some special guests.
Maybe some special guests.
You know, some people that do specific things that we can talk to them about and learn some new stuff. But again, we hope you're enjoying all the podcasts. We'll keep bringing them to you weekly. Quote for the week I found would be...
Wait.
Oh, okay.
Do we have a challenge?
My challenge. Mine is for the 2 months.
We didn't follow up with the bacon one.
Yeah.
I got a challenge. Don't eat soy.
Well, that's not a challenge. Anybody that goes into a grocery store, eats out of the restaurant, is probably going to eat soy.
Yeah, I'm just bitter about soy.
I mean, we're going to Hempen Hill. We're probably going to get some soy products on our food somehow or another.
Yeah.
All
right, so challenges for you guys. It seems like it's always for me. So what's challenges for you guys this week? Make a challenge.
For myself?
Yeah.
Thomas, you got to go first, I think.
Yeah,
you said it.
Blah, blah. Tim, give us one.
Yeah, Tim, we got you one. Give us one.
What's something that we can do?
Now he's like, damn it, he put me on the spot.
This is what I'm going to do. This is what I've this is my challenge this week. Wake up every morning, 5:30 a.m. or earlier. Do the that's the funny face. It's back to school week, but I want to make sure I'm up, moving around, getting breakfast going, and I want to. I ran across something. It's called a 5-minute journal. I'm going to change that up a little bit and try to spend about 5 minutes every morning once I wake up and complete the 5-minute journal.
Sounds cool.
Starting Monday.
Cody, do you still need help with a challenge for you this week?
I need help with a challenge.
All right. This is going to be great. You're going to love it.
Okay.
Seriously.
All right.
Turn your phone off. I mean off. Off. The top button where any news slide
he's
it
at
off.
Work. I don't know. I'm just
don't. No. Don't. No.
When?
For an hour every day.
All right, that's fine.
7 days in a row.
That's easy. I can do that.
No, but not when you're going to bed.
No,
during
the middle of the day. All right, that's fine with me. I got that.
Okay. Turn it off. I don't want it so you can see notifications off.
All right, just an hour? Why don't you tell him to turn his notifications off?
Well, we'll start with this.
What do you want?
I mean, he's over here texting while we're doing the show. He can't leave it alone.
Yeah.
So, I think an hour might be a struggle. Seriously. But use that time to reflect. But not, you know, prancy fancy. Reflect.
Write something down.
Yeah, but like do, you know, just reflect on stuff. Don't sit there. Even if you do it at work, you can still sit there and watch ESPN. TV. So, I mean, but really try to really think about it. Turn it off for an hour and just reflect, even if it's reading a book or, you know, anything. No, I'm serious. You're laughing, but trust me. When I was gone for this past weekend, we had no cell phone reception. It was freaking awesome. And you want to talk about a little depressed. I get a little depressed when we started going down the road and we got service again and my phone starts going, ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, oh. I was a little depressed. I was like, it was nice nodding. I didn't have to look at it. It was great. It was really fun for 24 hours not to look at my phone. So,
yes.
Quote. All right. Cool. All right. So, I found this quote for the week, and I kind of liked it. Don't confuse the path you are going through with your destination. Just because it is stormy now doesn't mean you aren't headed for sunshine.
I like it.
I kind of liked it, too.
Sweet.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you again for listening to podcast number 4, and we'll catch you next week. Peace out.